If you have your Bibles, I would like to ask you to please turn to the book of Psalms. And I encourage you, if you don't have a Bible, I encourage you to get a Bible so that you can follow in the Word of God. It's going to be virtually impossible for you to remember very much about what's on my heart unless you look at the Scriptures as I go through the Word of God as we try to study about the name of the Lord. O Lord, our Lord. Look at Psalm 8. That's where the song that we just sang, that's where those words came from, is Psalm 8. The psalm, I want to read the entire psalm and go back and look at verses 1 and verse 9. The Word of God says in Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Isn't that an amazing thing? Can't you just picture David sitting out under the stars, looking up at the heavens, and he says, when I consider thy heavens, and I want you to look at the wording here, the work of thy fingers. I know that my grandmother used to do finger work in, it wasn't knitting, but I'm not sure what it was called, tatting. She would do little finger work, just making little things, little finger work. And that's the way the psalmist describes God making heavens. He says, when I consider that thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, you think about the sun and the moon and the stars. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Have you ever felt little when you look up at the sun and the moon and the stars and the heavens? What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. That first and last verses says the same thing. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. We sang, as I mentioned a while ago, we sang, Blessed be the name of the Lord. There are so many of our hymnals, so many of our hymns that specifically talk about the name of the Lord and how the name of the Lord is blessed and holy and wonderful. How wonderful it is to just meditate on the name of the Lord. How wonderful it is to think about, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. I want you to turn now to Psalm 111. The Word of God says this about the name of God. Psalm 111 and verse 9, He sent redemption unto His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. Remember that Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. And now, the Scripture says in Psalm 111 and verse 9, Holy and reverend is Thy name. Brethren, there's a big difference in our names and the name of the Lord. There's a big, big difference in calling on your name and calling on the name of the Lord. And the Scripture says here, Holy and reverend is thy name. That is, God's name is reverend. It's holy and it's reverend. I want to remind you that never in the Word of God does the Word of God ever refer to a man as reverend. And we do great disservice. We exalt man way too much when we call a man reverend. It's not our name that's reverend. The Bible doesn't say in any time in all the Scriptures, the Bible never calls a man reverend, but it calls God's name. Holy and reverend is His name, the name of God. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Holy and reverend is His name. Turn the page to Psalm 113. Psalm 113 and verse 3. The Word of God says, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. We're to be praising the name of the Lord. We're to be thinking about the name of the Lord. We're to be meditating on the name of the Lord. We're to be thinking about, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Holy and reverend is Your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So many scriptures and so many psalms talk about the greatness of the name of the Lord. Now turn to the book of Malachi. Malachi chapter 1. Notice please verse 11. The very last book of the Old Testament talks about there's going to come a day when the name of the Lord is going to be made more clear. Are there many names of the Lord in the Old Testament? Do we have many times in the Old Testament that we hear the name of the Lord? Give me some names of the Lord from the Old Testament. Any name that you know of in the Old Testament, give me a name of the Lord. Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Emmanuel, that's a name of God. What's another name of God in the Old Testament? Wonderful. The Scripture says in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. All of those are names of the Lord. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name. His name is reverend. His name is holy. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. God says, I am the great I am. Whenever God told Moses to go and lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, you remember how Moses thought he just couldn't do that. And he said, who can I say sent me? And he says, you go and say, I am that I am. That's the name of God. I am. That's the name of God. Doesn't make sense to a lot of people unless you know that God is eternal. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the great I am. And that's one of the names of the Lord. His name is Jehovah. There are many, many names of God in the Old Testament. And the Scripture says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Every one of those names is an excellent name. It's the name of God, and that makes it an excellent name. Malachi chapter 1 and verse 11, the Word of God says, for from the rising of the sun, even to the going down of the same, My name shall be great among the Gentiles. Now, what's he beginning to prophesy here in the book of Malachi? Who has been God's chosen people throughout the Old Testament? Who is it that has been blessed by God? Who is it that has been blessed spiritually and been given the laws of God and been a special people to the Lord? It's been the Jews. And now in the end of the Old Testament, God says, My name shall be called great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto My name, and a pure offering. For My name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts. Isn't that marvelous? This name, God's name, the name of God, all of those names of God had been great to the Jews in days gone by. And now as the Old Testament is closing, God says, My name is going to be great among the Gentiles, and they're going to rejoice in My name. The Gentiles, just like the Jews, are going to be able to say like David did, O Lord, my Lord, how excellent is Thy name. A people that had been no people are going to be lifted up by God and blessed by God. And so it is that we today are a fulfillment of Malachi 1:11, and we can say His name is wonderful. He has a wonderful name. Look at Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16. The Word of God says, in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 16, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon His name. As I read this verse of Scripture, and I've read it before, and I thought about how often do I think about His name? Not think about God, not necessarily thinking just about God, but I'm just thinking about His name. A book of remembrance was written about those that thought upon His name. And brethren, there are many songwriters that have been thinking about the name of the Lord. And there have been many saints of God in all ages of the world, Old and New Testaments, who have been thinking about how wonderful the name of the Lord is. They have thought and felt and declared like David, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. God's name, the name of the Lord, is excellent. How often do you just think about how wonderful His name is? When Teresa and I were dating, we had old three-ring notebooks, and they were kind of a canvas, and all over that notebook, guess what name was on all of my notebooks? Guess what was on the outside? Guess what name was on the outside, and it wasn't the name of God? What name was on all of those notebooks? Teresa. Of all the people's names on this earth, there's no name that means as much to me as Teresa, that name, Teresa. Think about that name. Used to, when I started hunting, I sat in front of a tree. Well, I sat behind the tree, but I faced the tree, and I would peek around the tree looking for deer, and I would sit there with my knife, and I would carve on that tree. And I would write B.M. T.W. Billy Mullis, Teresa Wright. Her name meant a lot to me. Her name still means a lot to me. But there is a name that's more wonderful than my wife's name today in my heart. There ought to be a name that we can just sit and just think about that name. Well, I used to take Teresa's name and I'd take T-E-R-E-S-A and I'd write what the T stood for and the E stands for. All of that. The name, Teresa. But listen, brethren. The name of God. If we love God, His name will mean a lot to us. And we'll think about His name. We'll think about the name of God. Turn with me to Philippians chapter 2. We're going to go now to the New Testament and think about His name. And the name that is above every name. The name that is even above the name, Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. There's a name that's even greater than all of that. There's a name that's greater than Jehovah. And all of those are names of God now. They're all names of God. There is a name greater than I am that I am. There's one name of God that's the greatest name. And the number one name, and the name that's greater than all of those other names, is Jesus. That's the name. There's a dear brother in the congregation who's gone through a lot of sickness and a lot of problems, and he called me the other day, and I was riding, and I, as we talked, all I could tell him what God put on my heart was, and I had no idea he was going to be here, but I told him, brother, I feel greatly impressed to tell you, you need to just call on the name of the Lord. You need to call on Jesus' name. You need to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Call on the name of the Lord. You know, Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 says, whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that salvation is not talking about eternal salvation. Brethren, there are so many times in our lives that we need help. And we need to call on the name of the Lord. And the name that's above every name, the name that honors God more than any other name, is the name Jesus. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 9, the Word of God says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him, that's Jesus, as God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You should call His name Jesus. You should call on the name of the Lord. You should recognize and know that though Jehovah and all of those other names certainly are the names of God, that there's a name greater than all of those names that God has given to us today. And we're to call on that name, and we're to meditate on that name, and we're to remember holy and reverend is that name. And we're not to take the name of the Lord our God in vain, but rather we're to worship the God of heaven and earth, and we're to praise His great and holy name. Think about, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 28. Jesus begins to send out His apostles. And as Jesus sent out His apostles, He told them that they were to go and they were to preach. The text that we're looking at is from Matthew chapter 8, verses 1 and 9, where the Word of God says, David, by inspiration of God, David said, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. You think about that. In all the earth. Now in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus came and spake unto them. Matthew 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Listen carefully. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 19, when Jesus sent them out to baptize, He did not say, Go baptize in the names of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Those are not three names. He says you're to go and to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. What is that name that they were to baptize in? It was Jesus. That's right. That is the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Colossians 2:9 says that in Jesus all the fullness of the Godhead dwells bodily. Isn't that a marvelous thought? The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they're in Jesus Christ. And so when Jesus says here to go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, He did not say in the names. He said, go baptize in the name. He was saying, go baptize in the name of Jesus. That was the name. If you don't believe that, look at Acts. Let's see what they did as they went out and began to preach in Acts chapter 8. Here's where they're now doing what Jesus has told them to do, to go and preach and to teach and to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to know that there's no other place in the Scripture where those words are used, but in every other place where it talks about them baptizing, it says that they baptized in the, not the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. It says they baptized in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 8, starting in verse 14, the Word of God says, Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the Word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet He was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Is that what it says? No, and they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Did these people in Acts chapter 8, did they forget what Jesus had told them in Matthew 28, verse 19, to go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost? No, they were doing what Jesus had told them to do. They understood that the name Jesus is the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. And they went and they baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at Acts chapter 19. We find that they were being baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 19. Listen please to verses 4 and 5. The Word of God says, Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on Him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Do you know what you should have been baptized in? You know what name you should have been baptized in? It's in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's in the name of Jesus. That's what you're to be baptized in. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. We're to meditate on His name. We're to think about His name. We're to worship His name. We're to praise His name. We're to remember holy and reverend is His name. We're to remember that His name is to be praised all day and all night. The name Jesus is to be praised. That's the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go to Acts chapter 3. We find that not only are we to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the Word of God shows us that when people were healed, and brethren, Peter and James and John and the other apostles, they went about and they healed many different problems and sicknesses. So I want to encourage everybody here that more and more that you need to understand that we need to call on the name Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. One of the songwriters said, Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Sweetest name I know. Oh, yes. The name that's above every name is Jesus. In Acts chapter 3, not only again now, not only are we to be baptized in the name of Jesus, but when we're praying for people and we want God to heal people and to touch people, we're to do that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When Peter and John were going into the temple, you remember that there was a lame man in Acts chapter 3. A lame man was sitting outside the temple. He couldn't stand up. A lame man was sitting outside the temple, and as he was lame, he was asking for alms, A-L-M-S. He was asking for gold and silver. And as Peter went by him, Peter and John were going by him, Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." Let's read that from Acts chapter 3 and verse 6. The Word of God says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." I'll tell you, brethren, there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in His name. You want to see God's power, you need to call on His name. Call on the name of the Lord. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved, delivered, helped in time of trouble. Listen, when Peter began to sink, he began to go down into that water. He said, "Lord, save me! Jesus, help me! I'm about to die." Have you ever been that far down that you felt like, "This is it, Lord. I'm going down. I'm sinking down. And unless You help me, I'm not going to make it." You need to call, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, help me. Jesus." Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth. The prophet Malachi said there's a name that even the Gentiles are going to call on, and that name is Jesus. Here we are, 2,400 years later. Here we are, calling on the name of the Lord, calling on Jesus' name. In verse 7, the Word of, let me skip the rest of this and come to Acts chapter 4. Peter and the other apostles are being questioned about how this man who was lame started walking. You know what name people hated way back there 2,000 years ago? You know what name they hated? The name they hated was Jesus. You could say God all you wanted to, and you wouldn't have any problem. Did you know that today, in America, that you can say God, you can say Buddha, you can say Allah, you can say any other name, and not get the kind of violent response that you do when you begin to say the name of Jesus? Do you know why that is? Because that's the name. And the only name that we should be calling on today is the name Jesus. And when people tell you that you're not to speak in His name anymore, you're to shout and declare the name of Jesus even more. When the apostles in Acts chapter 5 were told that they were not to speak or preach the name of Jesus anymore, they continued to preach the name Jesus and counted it a great blessing that they were worthy to suffer for His name's sake. Oh, Jesus, don't you ever, listen, brethren, don't you ever just call on God. call on Jesus. He's God. He is God. He is God. Call on His name. Use His name. You know, sometimes when I don't know somebody, I'll be in a restaurant or something, and somebody will come by and say, "Hey, how you doing, Brother Bill?" And I say, "Fine. How you, brother?" You know, just, "How you, brother? Hey, sister." You know why that is? I don't remember their names. I would say that 90% of the time in our community, and this shows how feeble my mind is, I don't remember their names. The names are gone. So I just say brother or sister. But don't you ever forget this name. You may forget my name. My name's not important. Your name's not important, quite frankly. But the name of Jesus is important. All over this building, do you know whose name that we call on when we have trouble and problems, when there's sickness, and we've seen God perform miracles? You know whose name it is that we call on? It's this name that we're talking about. It's the same name that David was talking about when he said, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is Thy name in all the earth." There's power and authority in the name of Jesus. In Acts chapter 4, as they began to be questioned about how this lame man was healed, Acts 4 verses 9 and 10, the scripture says, "If we," this is Peter speaking, and Peter says, "If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, God, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him doth this man stand here before you whole." How many of you could stand up and say, "It's because of Jesus I'm here"? I'm just going to ask you to do that. How many of you can say, "It's because of Jesus I'm here"? If that's the reason you're here, is because of Jesus. If that's the reason you're alive, if you think that's the reason you're still alive, if you think that's the reason that you still desire to be in the house of the Lord, I'm asking you to stand right now to declare that it's His name that you want to honor and glorify. It's the name of Jesus. Jesus. Amen.